Mira, the story is based on a novel, an award-winning novel by Chaim Potok.
Asher Lev is a boy who grows up in the Hasidic community in Brooklyn. His father works for the Rebbe. He travels. He's an emissary for the Rebbe.
The rabbi.
Yeah, like the head rabbi. So the play is narrated by Asher, telling us the story of his boyhood growing up in this tradition, very tied to his religion, and then realizing that he has this prodigious gift as an artist.
I have no recollection of when I first began to use my gift. It seems to have always been with me. A fact of my life, like eating, sleeping, being a male, being Jewish. I cannot remember a time when I was not transferring the world around me to pieces of paper, margins of books, spare expenses of
the great thing about Asher Lev is it won't just speak to Jewish people. It will speak to anybody who feels strongly or not strongly about their faith. Is it possible to be very devout in your values and faith and also be an artist and explore anti-religious sort of themes and ideas?
Because he does not diminish either one. They're both essential to him. He never wants to give up his faith.
The whole tension, the conflict between art and religion plays out here against the backdrop of this very rigid tradition. Is there any room for common ground?
There's a big issue with Asher painting crucifixions because, of course, Jesus and images of the crucifixion are integral to so much, you know, Western artwork.
Yeah. And, of course, that's such a taboo thing for a Hasidic Jewish man to be painting.
This is what you are doing instead of studying? This is how you are spending your time? And a dead man? Do you know what has been done to us for 2,000 years in the name of that man? Do you have any idea of the suffering? The rivers of blood! Your own grandfather, Olav Shalom, was killed by a drunken mob on the day called Easter that celebrates that man! This will stop.
But I think for Asher, it's never about the crucifix as moving him as a symbol of Christ. It's more of a humanist thing. He looks at a picture of Jesus and his mother, and it's not about the religious aspect. It's about seeing the pain in his mother and the sorrow in his mother and that washing over him and moving him.
This seems an unusual production for theatrical outfit.
Well, yes and no. Tom Key, Theatrical Outfit's artistic director, has said that this play has a very, very personal resonance for him and that reading the novel, My Name is Asher Lev, as a young man, was extremely influential in sort of giving him the courage, he says, to pursue his life in the theater.
Nick Arapoglu, I wish you the best. Mira, thank you very much.
Thank you, Lois.
Thank you, Lois.